wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You've got to have a hope. You've got to have a hope. You've got to have faith. You've got to trust that God is God and He died on Calvary for you. He's never going to leave you, forsake you. He can take all that past frustration away from you. You've got to have a hope of righteousness by faith. Hallelujah. And then how else does God give us hope for the future? Through the promise of the rapture. Through the promise of the rapture. Can I tell you tonight, He is coming back. Jesus Christ is coming back. I've heard it all my life. My daddy heard it all his life. My grandpa heard it all his life. The one before him heard, but Jesus is coming back. Nobody knows the time. Nobody, He's coming back. He is coming back. Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm looking, I'm hoping, I'm believing. 1 Thessalonians 4. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven. Oh, that makes me excited. He shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain. You've got to be alive and remaining. But you've got to be full of the Holy Ghost, alive and remaining. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Can I comfort somebody tonight? He is God of your past. He is God of your present. And He is God of your future. Hallelujah! We can live for God and make it. This life, these troubles are just for a season. I dare say everybody in here has faced something in the last year. With family, friends, work, we all have issues. Just because you come to church and you're a Christian doesn't mean you're not going to face issues. Welcome to life. You've got a degree in it. Sometimes it's steak and sometimes it's onions. Sometimes it's steak and onions. But if you'll just remember, God is God of your past. Don't let the devil torment you anymore. So don't let the devil get in your mind and, oh, you look good on the outside and you dress the part and you walk it and you know, but on the inside of your mind, the devil's just fighting you and hurting you every minute, telling you you're a failure. You can't make it. You're a loser. I'm here to tell you the devil is a liar. You're a winner. You can make it. You can live for God. Don't you give up on life. And then some of us, we fight our present. We're always in turmoil. We're always in chaos. We're like Joab that Pastor preached about. We just cause confusion there and just, okay, whatever. But He is God of your present. He is God of your present. Make Jesus Christ king over your business. And if you'll make Him Lord of your life and make Him Lord of all, He's going to see you through your present situation. And finally, He is God of your future. You have a future in Jesus Christ. There is a hope for tomorrow. It doesn't just end in a casket sitting up front and people coming by you looking at you. I'd love to just be a fly on the wall when they come by and see me. Number one, I want to see who shows up.
You better be there, Sister Baggett. Or Dennis, you better be there. I'm going to cry at your funeral. Just playing. He is God of your future. He is God of your future. And when you know that, and when you have the hope of glory in you, you don't have to fear death. It's just part of the process. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after death cometh the judgment. We all have an appointment. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Eve. But this is the process that we now live in. Can I just encourage you one more time tonight? You can make it. If you'd stand to your feet all over the building. Thank you for your attendance and your attention. I know I'm not pastor on Tuesday night. I love him. I miss him. But I'm here to tell you, you are going to make it. If you'll make God the God of your past, your present, and your future, you can make it. You don't have to live in fear anymore. You don't have to live in doubt anymore. You don't have to live in anger anymore. And your future is a whole lot brighter than your past has ever dreamed of being. Let's just lift our hands all over the building. Lord, we love you. We thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. God, I pray that your word would plant seeds in each and every one of our hearts here tonight. Open our minds and our hearts, God, that we could grow in you and in your spirit. God, fill each and every individual here with the power of the Holy Ghost like never before. Lord, whether they've never had it before or they've had it for 50 years, Lord, renew us in your presence and your power, because you are God of our past, our present, and our future. And we give you praise and glory here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you. Greet somebody in the fear of the Lord. Service Sunday morning, bright and early. Be in the prayer room. Come expecting a miracle. And one more thing, invite somebody to the house of the Lord. Tell somebody that he is God of their past, present, and future. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.